But I had brought this book. I'm going to give you a little history about this book. When Judy was 12 years old, roughly, in Wauwatosa, Florida, and she was part of the youth group at the Wauwatosa United Methodist Church, there was a pastor family fresh out of seminary that came down there to be their pastor. It was his very, very first appointment. And Judy was just a teenager. And they kind of connected, and they've been able to grow together in grace and love. And later on in life, I come to know this fellow, and his name is Robert May. And he's a United Methodist pastor, now retired. He served a lot of churches in Florida. He is the founding pastor of the Village United Methodist Church, well, Methodist Church, which they started as an in World Golf Village. But during his career, he had been called to help a lot of little churches. And we, as Debbie said, people aren't going to church anymore. I don't think it's any reflection on Bethel or anything else. People just aren't going to church. Erica said yesterday that people need to start, they need to at least find a local church. A Bible church that's a Bible-believing teaching church, and we are that church. And to get involved and to, you know, help with your spiritual nourishment. So anyhow, Judy has got, like most people, she's got treasures, and she's got them in boxes, and we got them in a storage shed, and so she was looking for something the other day, so we spent hours out there. She never did find it, by the way. But one of the things that was in one of those boxes was this book. And I thought, wow, look at that. Ralph and Judy, beloved friends for a half a century, love Bob and Marty May. And he wrote this book a long time ago. He was ministering, and he was at Church by the Sea. What's that place up in Georgia? He was doing a conference up there. St. Simon's Island. Yeah, anyhow. And he got a call from a bishop. And he didn't anticipate any moves. He was serving and doing real good. He got a call from the bishop to go to a church down around Fort Lauderdale that was about to close, but they didn't want it to close. So they asked him if he'd go down there and help it. So after he helped it, turned it around, and it was become a very successful church even to this day, he sat down and he wrote this book, How to Fix a Broken Church and How to Build a New One. And I'm thinking about that because way back when we did the Hurts, Hang-Ups, and Habits, we talk about how we live in a broken world. And the churches also get broken. And that doesn't mean because when I was growing up, we fixed things. In fact, I've told you the story about my arm on my electric gate that quit working. And I couldn't find a replacement because it was too old. And I searched and I found a guy in Tallahassee that worked for Gates That Opens that used to be here in town. They sold it to a national concern. He said, yeah, bring it over. He said, I think I can fix it. And he did. He fixed it. And that's where I came up. We fix things, Donnie, right? And we don't do that much anymore because of just the way it is. It's cheaper to go buy a new one than to fix it or whatever. So we don't fix broken things too much anymore. And even our relationship with God sometimes gets broken. So we need to do that. So.